The plan Republican lawmakers shot down yesterday would have spent $2.5 million to continue work on a permanent train maintenance facility in Milwaukee. The site would take care of modern trains the state custom ordered from the manufacturer Talgo to replace aging cars it currently uses from Amtrak. The Talgo deal was an offshoot of Wisconsin's now-defunct high-speed rail project. Racine Democrat Corey Mason told Republicans they were endangering good jobs by their vote, and by breaking a contract, he said they were making it likely the state would end up in court.
And the losers will be the Wisconsin residents who will lose their jobs, our relationship with an international company that wants to do business here, and the taxpayers that will have to pick up the tab for this lawsuit for your reckless action here today.
But Budget Committee Co-Chair Robin Voss of Burlington said the older Amtrak trains the state uses now for its Milwaukee to Chicago line were just fine. Voss said they'd cost the state about $10 million less to operate each year.
Just because a governor before me signed a deal that I didn't agree with, I'm expected to throw $10 million a year of taxpayer money down the drain? That's not a deal that I think is good for anyone.
If the deal with Talgo is canceled, it could mean the state has to eat tens of millions of dollars they'd already spent on these trains and then spend more money just to have them put into storage. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.